A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. Continued.
Disc 7.
The cockatoo was placed in the lowest ring, and with beak and claw began to climb up to the next highest ring. Darlene bumped and ground around the pole in a sort of orgiastic frenzy until the bird was on a level with her waist. Then she offered the bird the ring sewed in the side of her gown. He grabbed at it with his beak, and the gown popped open.
"Oh,"
Darlene sighed, bumping down to the edge of the little stage to show the audience the lingerie that showed through the opening.
"Oh, oh."
"Whoa!
Stop it! Stop it!" Lana screamed, and leaping from her stool, snapped off the phonograph.
"Hey, what's the matter?"
Darlene asked in an offended voice.
"It stinks is what's the matter. For one thing, you're dressed up like a streetwalker. I want a nice, refined act in my club. I got a decent business, stupid."
"Whoa!"
"You look like a whore in that orange dress. And what's all these sounds you're making like a slut? You look like a drunk nympho passing out in an alley."
"But Lana..."
"The bird's okay. You stink."
Lana stuck a cigarette between her coral lips and lit it.
"We gotta rethink the whole act. You look like your motor's broke or something. I know this business. Strippin's an insult to a woman. The kind of creeps come in here don't want to see a tramp get insulted."
"Hey!"
Jones aimed his cloud at Lana Lee's.
"I thought you say nice, refined people's come in here at night."
"Shut up," Lana said.
"Now listen, Darlene. Anybody can insult a tramp. These jerks want to see a sweet, clean virgin get insulted and stripped. You gotta use your head, for Christ's sake, Darlene. You gotta be pure. I want you to be like a nice, refined girl who's surprised when the bird starts grabbing at your clothes."
"Who says I'm not refined?"
Darlene asked angrily.
"Okay, you're refined. Then be refined on my stage. That's what gives a turn drama, goddammit."
"Ooh-wee! Not a joy be winning an Academy Award with this act. The bird get one, too."
"Get back on my floor."
"Right away, Scarlet O'Hara."
"Wait a minute,"
Lana screamed, in the best tradition of the director in a musical movie. She had always enjoyed the theatrical aspects of her profession, performing, posing, composing tableau, directing acts.
"That's it."
"That's what?"
Darlene asked.
"An idea, moron,"
Lana answered, holding her cigarette before her lips and speaking through it as if it were a director's megaphone.
"Now see this act. You're going to be a Southern Belle type, a big sweet virgin from the old South who's got this pet bird on the old plantation."
"Say, I like that,"
Darlene said enthusiastically.
"Of course you do. Now listen to me."
Lana's mind began to whirl. This act could be her theatrical masterpiece. That bird had star quality.